Okay, today is Daf Gimel of Maseches Chulin. We're on Daf Beis Amud Beis by the second to last line, and we'll learn today's Daf for Refuah Shleim for Shoshana Batzi Bas Rachel Devorah. We're in the second to bottom line. So the Gemara said that maybe the Mishnah was talking about Tumah, right? That's how we were talking about yesterday, right? That's what we were talking about yesterday, Tumah. So the Gemara says, "Hi, Tame, the Itma b'mai." Well, how did the guy get Tame? This Tuma that we mentioned yesterday. What kind of Tuma is this? We were talking about the Shochet. Ilema the Itma b'mais. If he's Tame, because he became a mace, because he touched a mace, right? Bichlal cheref amar Rachmana. Torah says that's a pasuk in the Torah that says that any time metal touches tuma, right? Cherev harehu kechala. The cherev has the same din as the mace. Look at Rashi. B'chol tumas shel mace, every tumas mace, haruuyos litame kli, where it's roi to be matame a kli. What does that mean? That means anytime something touches a mace, kigon, for example, mace, you have a dead body. The hanogeya bo, right? And somebody touches that mace, dehave miha avhatuma. You become an avhatuma. A mace is called an avihavos hatuma. You touch the mace, you become an avhatuma. Im naga bahem matechet, if metal touches the mace, Rashi here says metal. The Rambam says any material, not cheret. Okay? Rashi says metal. Us nase kiyotavo. The metal becomes the same thing as what it touched. Meaning, im naga b'meis, if the metal touched the mace, have avi avos hatoma. That metal becomes an avi avos hatoma, just like the mace itself. This is not normal, standard Hilchos Tumah. However, it's halacha from the Torah. Right? Normally, we know that one of the cardinal rules of Tumah is whatever touches something goes down a degree. Not here. The im b'tame meis naga habe'ah. If the metal touched something that touched Tumah, then the metal has the din of an av. Just like the person. In other words, if I touch a mace, I become an avatuma. I pick up the sword becomes an avatuma. Okay? It looks puzzled. Okay, so that's the halacha. The metal, right? The imbatame mace, naga av, aval, now, aval rishon vishini, imbatam and kalim. This doesn't apply by a rishon and a sheni, because a rishon and a sheni can never, kalim can never be a rishon and a sheni. Never happened. Can never happen. So only is on the top two. Aviavot and Avatoma. Now, the high sakin, the knife now that we're talking about, Nasa Av. This knife becomes an Av. The Hare Cherev, Hare Huk. Now, why does it become an Av? Because if the animal is an Av, then the sword, the knife is also an Av. You understand what I'm saying? What? That's not the issue. What? So what? Right. 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 Now, one second, just to finish Rashi. Now, by the way, Rashi points out, we don't even need to come on to this. Why? The high cherev harehu b'kecholol hachalo istrach. We don't even need this din. Why? Dibalav hachinami mati mitani basa. Because even without this din, the basa is going to become tameh. By the way, we're not talking about that the knife becomes tameh by slaughtering the animal. We're talking about your tameh anyway.
your tummy anyway. A guy's tummy already. Someone died who was in the same room. He becomes tummy. Now he's going to go shech kachim. Now how's he making that meat tummy? So Rashi says, you don't even need this fancy dinner. Why? Because gavra have avatoma. The gavra is an avatoma. Right? Vitsakin rishon. If the knife is a rishon, I just said before, Kalen Kippy. That's not what I meant. No. Rashi says, even if nafa this din, it still becomes tummy. Why? You're an av. You touch the knife, that becomes a rishon. A basar sheni. And the basar becomes a sheni. So forget this din. Even without this din, it's going to happen. So Rashi says, El rabusa kamar dafilu rishon habi hai basar. You want to find the case where the basar is going to be even a rishon. How can the basar be a rishon? The basar could be a rishon if the knife is an av. Why is the knife an av? Because you're an av. You're an av, you touch the knife becomes an av. Why? Chayav harayu b'chalo. Now you shecht an animal, that becomes a rishon. Okay? What does Rashi mean when he says, the rishon v'sheni aim a time in Caleb? Rishon and the sheni can't make Caleb tummy. That's what it means. Of course Caleb can become a rishon. They can't make a rishon. Right, they can't make a rishon. Fine. But it all makes sense. They should just know, as a side point, Rabbeinu B'chai in the Torah says, this din of Cherev Harei Kachol only applies with the very sword that killed somebody. It doesn't apply with Stam any metal around. Gemara doesn't say that at all. Right? It doesn't apply Stam metal. No, it only applies by the very murder weapon. By the murder weapon itself it applies. It doesn't apply Stam to any metal. But, that makes more sense than the Pasuk, but this Gemara seems to say the otherwise. Anyway, what's the Kasha? The Kasha is, what does it help that you're shechting with a long knife, like we said yesterday? Right? Why? Because you don't want to touch the meat. The meat still becomes tummy anyway. Through the knife, it becomes, I don't care how long that knife is. Doesn't make a difference. The guy's tummy, so if the guy's tummy, the meat becomes tummy. The knife is 20 feet long. It doesn't make a difference. So what was that? That was a suggestion yesterday. But we use a long knife. That won't help. So the Gemara answers, Ella, it may sheret, b'sheret. No, you're tummy because you touched the sheret. If you touch the sheret, then the whole halacha doesn't apply. If you touch the sheret, you're not even an avatoma, right? You become a rishon. What? Because the sheret is only an avatoma, you become a rishon, right? And then the whole thing doesn't even apply. V'boy same, or I can give you another answer. Olam, really? It's my b'mate. Really? No, you did touch your mate. What about the knife? No, you know why? You didn't use a metal knife. Kigon shed badak. The krumius shalkana. You checked out a reed. You made sure the reed had no nick. And you used the reed. Use a nice, hard, sharp reed, which is not metal. And that's what you use for the shechita. For shachatba, you used it to tanya, because we learned. For kala shalfin, anything's kosher for shechita. Bein bitar, use a piece of rock. Bein bitchuchis, a piece of glass. Bein krumius shalkana, even a reed. Now, ask Tosfos, wait a minute. We're talking about not touching, right? Don't you need a kli sharei? How could you use a reed? Tosfos answers, you made it into a kli sharei. Then Tosfos asked, is that even true? Can you make kli sharei out of such junk? Such inferior materials, make kli sharei out of inferior material like this? Like a reed? Maybe you don't even need the kushari for shechita. Shechita's kosher bazaar. You may not even need it. Because I'm so for asked, well, why? What about a glass? Just why did there were three things you could use. You could use a rock, a glass, or a reed. So why did the dafku pick the case of the reed? So the Sofer says, because glass, what's glass? Glass is really thin, which is really claret. That you for sure can't use in the Beit HaMikdash. That's for sure. That's too inferior. That's a sure doubt. A rock, part of the same story. So what do you have left? You have a reed. You made it pretty fine. It's good. Okay? Good? Now, Abaya Omar, Abaya is going to explain the Mishnah in an entirely different way. Okay? This is the second attempt to explain the Mishnah. Ready? Hachi Katani. Hakol Shochtin. The Mishnah starts off and says, everybody's good to do Shita. Hakol Shochtin. Everybody's kosher. Who does everybody imply? Hakol Shochtin. Afilu Kusi.
Even a Kusi.
Right? What's a Kusi? A Kusi, we're going to have it later. The whole week now is an indigenous Kusi. A Kusi. Kusim were people that were brought from the country of Kuta. Where that country is, I don't know. But they were brought from Kuta into Eretz Yisrael by the second by Sancheret. They were brought into Eretz Yisrael, and they were Magayer. The question is, was their Geirus authentic? At some point, we're going to have it on Friday, it's Shabbos and Daf. At some point, the Chachamim determined that they're worshipping Avodah Zarah. Fascinating Gemara on Shabbos about that. Unbelievable. So, but the question is, till that point, this Mishnah is an old Mishnah. Right? We're really not compiled the Mishnah. So we don't know when this Mishnah was written. It says Abaya, even though by Abaya, it's a machloket, Rashi and Tosfos on Friday, when was it decided that the Kusim are no good? Rashi says it was Rabbi Gamliel. The Marsh of Rabbi Gamliel. So Rashi says it's the son of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, which is the very end of the Tanoia. So, what's Rashi talking about? It's Rabbi Gamliel, from the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Gamliel, who said three things, you have to eat matzah. Very, one of the earliest Tanoia. That's what Tosfos says on Friday, one of the Shabbat. The earliest, Rashi is the last Tana, and Tosfos is the first Tana. Right, Rabbi Gamliel was even before Hillel, around the same time. Right? Very early. So, right after. So, during the time that the second Beis is still standing. That's 300 year difference. Right? Maybe even more than, right? Unbelievable machloket. Anyway, so Abai is talking, commenting on the, I think that Tosfos says one of the rights he's right is in this Abai. I think I have to go over that again. So Abai says, this Mishnah is talking about Kusa. Now, there's a presumption which the Gemara is going to say that, again, we're talking about now in the world with the Kusa Mugerim. They were Gary, they came to Eretz Yisrael, they didn't want to come. They're here. They saw the Yad Hashem, they were saved from lions, and they became Gerim. And if they tell from a mitzvah, you could rely on them like Tzadiki Yisod Olam. Right? If they held something, you could take it to the bank. So, Hakol Shochtim, Afilu Kusi, even a Kusi. The Medivam Amurim, when is that true? Because she told Obed Agaba. When the Jews on top of them, making sure they're doing things right. Abel Yotza B'nichnas, but if they're going in and out, what does it mean they're going in? The Jews going in and out, right? He has a butcher shop, so the Kusi's working in the back, and he wants to put a quarter in the meter, and he wants to go to have lunch with his friend, and he runs over here for mincha, and it's back and forth. And the Kusi, but now can the Kusi have free reign? No, because the boss is always coming in, and every 15 minutes, busy. Then, Yotza B'nichnas Lo Yishchot. That's not good enough. The boss is coming back in and out every minute. That's not good enough. However, the Yimshachat, you know what? Let's do the Rashi of Avol. You see the Rashi of Avol? What does Avol say? If the boss is Yotza B'nifnas, it's not good enough. Why not? So Rashi says, listen to this Rashi. Yisrael Yotza B'nifnas, if the Jew, you see the Rashi? See it there? It's a little down from where we are. Not that much down. A little further down. It's like right. You see it? Avol? Zivim Asfa Avol? Monty, see it? The Rashi? Avol. The Rashi right after that. What? The one Rashi before that.
Before that.
What? I'm different. Rashi says Avol. No one has this Rashi? Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. It's middle of Rashi. Avol Yisrael Yotze V'nifnas. If the Jew is going in and out, Lo Yimtzer Lo Lishchot. You can't give him the knife and go, hey, by the way, I'll be running in and out today. You can do Shechita all day long. Absolutely not. Da'af agaf tehuk zegubol la'atzmam.
Even though they're very machbid on themselves.
Right? They're never going to eat right for themselves. Never. However, it doesn't make any sense. Ein makpidin im yochlu Yisrael nevelim. They don't care if someone else eats nevelim. They'll never touch it.
They'll never touch a Nevela with a 10-foot pole. But they don't care if you eat Nevela.
Why?
What?
Why?
The less Lahu lifna evil lo titin mitchell, because they don't hold from lifna evil lo titin mitchell. Happy they don't hold from it, it's encouraged pasuk. Ella kimashmo. They hold that lifna evil is pasuk pshat, which means don't put shalo yitin evan bedera evil lapilo. Don't put a stone so a blind person's going to fall on top of it. Does it mean don't give bad advice? No. Does it mean don't facilitate something to do in a vera? No, it doesn't mean that. 1 minute. Therefore, we'll call and ask you a question. 1 second, we'll get into that. That's why I've been discussing. Therefore, if you're busy running in and out all day with the parking meter and with the lunch and mincha, and you're busy the whole day, right? You can't let him give the knife to the pussy. He'll never eat trafe in a million years. Correct. But he doesn't care if you eat trafe. Why not? Because he doesn't learn, he doesn't hold of lifta iver, but he holds lifta iver. Okay? Good? Asks. Hold the achronim. 1 second. Asks. Hold the achronim. Why don't you ask him? Ask him. By the way, how did you do the shechita? Now, if they hold from mitzvot, they're not going to lie.
He knows the halacha. He does halacha himself.
Right.
What's the purpose of him not doing it?
The purpose of him not doing it is that he's not careful because it's not for himself.
But he knows the halacha.
But there's no avera in that. But listen to this answer. The question is, ask him. It's going to lie. Not going to lie. Ask him, did you do it right? Right? Did you do it right? So the answer to this question is, this question was asked by the Kovach Shmuas. Where does it say in Torah you're not allowed to lie? Midbar Sheker Tirchak? That's only by Dini Mamas. Losana Berecha Eid Shoker? That's only by Eidus. It doesn't say anywhere you're not allowed to lie. Therefore, so I'm a good man, I'm a good person, I do the right thing for God. You. So therefore, there's never says anywhere in the story you're not allowed to lie. Therefore, you can't ask him. Asks Rabbi Chanan, Mati's question. If that's true, how could we ever trust an Eid Echad to answer something? But now, the Rambam says, listen to this Rambam, we're going to have this on 1,000 times in this session. The Rambam says, you walk into a room, and there's a tray, a bunch of hot dogs. And you ask your wife, are those kosher? She said, no, those are not kosher. Those belong to the maid. They're not kosher. Don't eat that. They're not kosher. And you go ahead and eat one. And there are two Aden that see you eat one. You get mouth and Tashra, they warn you, by the way, your wife said that was a trait. You better not eat that. And there are two Aden that see you eat it. And they give you Tashra, and you eat it anyway. I don't care. I have time, I'm eating it. You get mouth. That's around 100%. Only one aid said the trait. Right. Aid echad nem visur. And then you have two witnesses, unbelievable, Rambam. Then you have two witnesses that watch you. Right? Says Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, fill your question. How could you trust one aid? There's no halacha that's preventing that person from lying. Why? Well, Tana doesn't count. Maybe Shakatech, nothing counts. So how could you ever trust anybody? It's a brilliant question. The answer doesn't apply. The answer doesn't apply with Manazet. What's the answer? What? Right. What do you mean? In Judaism, you need two aiden for anything. Not Isurin. Eid Echad Nem Bitzurim. Why? We learned that already in Gittin. Because you don't do anything wrong if you lie by Isurim. What's the Avera? By Mamanis is an Avera, Midrash HaKaterecha. By Eidus in court is an Avera. I tell them, in my kitchen, I can chafe up whatever I want. What's the Avera? So the Rolochanan answer, the Avera is, you're causing Bezdin to violate hitting you. No one ever do that. It doesn't apply to us.
Right, you hear this? What? It's amazing stuff. Amazing stuff. Okay. Now, so you're walking in and out the whole day with the kusi. And the kusi's not allowed to shech. Why not? Because he doesn't hold from listening either. However, also what Matif alluded to, the im shachat, what if he did do the shechita? He doesn't know. He doesn't know that he's not still kosher. He doesn't know. Listen, you come back from mincha. Boss, look what I did while you were by mincha. Look how many animals I shechted. We're going to make so much money. Unbelievable. I said, oh, look what I did. Look what my worker did for me, right? He didn't do me a favor. So, no, that's not fair. So then, chotech kizayis butter. Take a kizayis butter. Venosin lo. And offer it to him. Achlo mutter. Achlo, if he eats it, mutter lechlo mishchitato. You're allowed to eat it. Why? Because he would never touch tray for a 10-foot pole. Right? So, what? So then, if he eats it, so then the question becomes, so then why can't you always do this? So the Ramban says it's a day where you'll forget to test it. No, Yisrael has that, we're going to ask that in a few minutes. We're going to get to Mumer now. Yisrael has the Cheskes Kasher. Yisrael has the Cheskes Kasher. Yisrael never, I would never offer you treif. No good Jew would ever do that. I'm not going to have you eat treif with the Iver. So the Kuzi doesn't hold from the Iver. So, but after the fact, he offers, if he eats it, he eats it, you can eat it. He'll never touch treif with a 10-foot pole. If he doesn't eat it, you can't eat it. And you can give it to the dog. Right? However, continuing the Mishnah, except for a chereshotivakatan. Even if you come back and your 8-year-old boy says, look what I shechted for you. Why? Even if he eats it. Will you eat it, my 8-year-old son? Of course I'll eat it. That doesn't make a difference. Why? Shema Yisha, Shema Yidrasu, Shema Yachlidu. Because maybe he'll do the Shechita improperly. We just can't trust the Shota, we can't trust the Cheresh, we can't trust the Cotton. That's how you read the Mishnah. 1 minute. So 1 minute. Then it says, V'kulon Sheshachtu. Your question. Right? Can you keep reading? What? Say again? Hakol shochtin lechatchila. Correct. Chutz mi'cheres shotav katan. Yeah, if he did it, you were afay mincha, and he shechted it, and you walk back in, then he offered it to him. If he eats it, then it's fine. No, because lechatchila lechatchila. No, because he doesn't hold from lifnei iver. He doesn't hold from lifnei iver. So therefore, we can't let him do lechatchila. B'di'evet. I said the Rambam asked. So then, what the whole thing doesn't make any sense. So the Rambam says, no, you'll forget to test him. So since you forget to test him, we don't allow it. Why? No, we're explaining the Mishnah. Then why does the Mishnah? So the reason, right? So the reason the Mishnah wrote it like this is because there's two stages for a kusi. There's a lechatchila and there's a b'di'evet. Right? However, by a katan, there is no b'di'evet. Now, then it says, the kulon sheshachtu, and all these people that shechted, the cheron atan shechitasam cheron. What does that mean? So 1 minute. The kulon sheshachtu ahaya. Who's that going on? Ilei macheres shodav a katan. If it's going on them, it doesn't make any sense. Vim shachtu mi boyle. It should have said if they did it. Right? El akusi. Throw it on the kusi. Ha'amarta kishi yisol omar agav of shachet afil l'chachila. If the Jews did, even l'chachila. What do you mean, if they did it b'dievet? We said by kusi even l'chachila. You know what? Kasha. It doesn't make any sense. It can't be. Okay? Can't be. Ready? Next. Omar Rava. The Yosef v'nechnas. Okay, so we rejected it anyway. Anyway, this is the wrong explanation of the Mishnah. But Amar Rava, the Yatzav Nechas Lechatchila Lo, what, going in and out, Lechatchila doesn't help? We're going to see by Yai and Esach it did help. But Nan, Hameniach Rebekachav Mechanuso, you have a guy working in your wine store, the Yisrael Yatzav Nechas, and the Jew's going in and out, he's busy every day with his lunch and the meter and then Mincha, he's busy the whole day. Mutter! That's Mutter! Why? Because the guy's never going to touch anything. At any second, you can walk right in and catch him.
So the Gemara, so how come over there it's good?
How come over there it's good? What? Correct. So the Gemara says, no, Hassam, Miktani Meniach? Does it say you can do the Chachila? How many Ktani? Bidiyevet. Bidiyevet, you have a guy there. You can't let Chachila do this.
So the Gemara says, okay. There is, however, there's another Mishnah about the Ayin Etzah, which
does say, El Mehacha. How about this one? Ain a Shomer Tarkli Yosef Shamer. The Shomer doesn't have to sit there all day. El Afilu Yosef Edech, that's Mutter. Even if the Shomer is Yosef Edech, that's also Mutter. Right?
So, by the way, so Rashi discusses, is that a steer in Hilchot Yayin Etzah? No, it's not a steer in Hilchot Yayin Etzah. So, but we see from here, from Yayin Etzah, that you don't have to be the 24/7.
So why by Yayin Etzah? That could by a store, by Shechita, by a butcher shop, you do. Ella, Amar Rav Hachi Ketani.
Here's how the Rishon is going to read. We're going to make it make much more sense now.
Hakol Shochtin, Bafilu Kusi, even a Kusi. The Bent of Amamurim, when is that true? That's true, Kishisrol Yosef and Esna.
That's true when the Jews go,
Avol ba umotso sheshachat, but if you walk in and it's already done, chotech kidayis basar v'notin lo. Offer him some. Ochlo moto lechlo meshkitato, lo ochlo aso lechlo meshkitato.
Perfect sense?
Makes perfect sense. Chot, except, mecheres shotev akata. Except them. That feel a bit yevet nami lo. Under no circumstances their shechita good. Why? Shema yishu, shema yidrusu, shema yachlidu.
Maybe they're going to make a mistake, they're going to press, they're going to push, they're going to do something wrong tonight.
Now, again, think Hashem. The kulam sheshachat to ahaya.
What does it mean, the second half of the Mishnah? And if all of them shechted, what does that mean?
Ilei macher shotev akatan. If we're talking about Allah koi, we were just talking about them. So it should say, v'im shachtu mi boile. It's just if they did it. Ella akusi, it's going on the kusi. Hamar tafil yotze v'niklas shachet lechachila.
But you just said, even if yotze v'niklas achila, it's good. You know what, Kasha? Even Rava's second attempt is still no good. Doesn't make any sense.
Okay, so Abai and Rava both had kudas of a kusi. They're both wrong. In other words, the kasha on them. Okay? Ravashi Amar, Pachi Katani.
Ravashi says not a new thing now.
Hakal Shochtin.
Anybody in the world can check.
Anybody's kosher. Who's that anybody it comes to include? Afilu Yisrael. We're going to spend 2 days on this also. Afilu Yisrael Mumar. Even a Mumar. What kind of Mumar? Mumar Lamai. What kind of Mumar? Now, only Judaism can come up with such a thing as a Mumar. You could be a Mumar for, there's like three different categories of Mumar. You could be a Mumar for one mitzvah. I don't hold from Shatna. I just don't hold from it. You're a Mumar for one mitzvah. Are you a kosher aid? I don't know about that. Can you do Shechita?
Yeah.
Then you have such a thing called, you could be a Mumar for Avodah Zarah or Shabbos, which possibly for everything. Then you're like a Goy. Well, we'll see that in a minute. And by the way, Mumar Lamai. Mumar Lamai. La'ochel Mevelos L'Te'avon. You're only a Mumar L'Te'avon.
Not L'Hach.
If you have kosher meat, you'll certainly eat the kosher meat. You'll certainly eat the kosher meat. What are you? You're a meat hound. You love meat. And if there's trace meat there, you're not going to go to the other store.
L'hachis? No, of course not. It's a te'avon.
So, and by the way, even though you're a mumar, le'echol, ne'vela, le'te'avon, the chiddush is, we will rely on your shechita.
Why would we rely on your shechita?
Because if you have the opportunity to kosher meat, you certainly will. So therefore, why should the guy apostle? It's not a bad guy.
He has time. He has to work on himself. That's all it is. So you can rely on shechita 100%.
Ukidirava, and to go to the point of the shechita of Rava, which is going to be tomorrow, and the next day after that, Damar Rava, Yisrael Mumar Ochel Nevel to the Avon.
If a Yisrael Mumar,
what's he a Mumar for? He's a mumar to eat the veils of the avon, bodek stakin, make sure the knife is good, v'noshin lo, and give him the knife. Umoto lecho, meshchitaso. You let it eat a shchita. Avalo bodak v'nosan lo, lo yishcho.
But if you didn't check the knife, you're not allowed to give it to him. You can't eat his shchita.
Why not? Why can't you eat his shchita? So the Ra'a explains, right? Because really, a mumar t'yavon. So what we think about mumar t'yavon? Really, he tries to do the right thing,
but he has a time for me. So will he check the knife? Maybe he won't check the knife so carefully. Why? Because he's very hungry. He's not going to check every halacha hilchos shechita. Same problem. So if he didn't check the knife beforehand, he won't check the knife. Why won't he check the knife? Because at the end of the day, the moment will take off him. So if he didn't check the knife beforehand, you can't rely on the knife. Okay? Now, he asks an unbelievable question. Why can't the mumar be believed to say whether or not the knife had a problem with it? Right? What taiva is there? What taiva does he have to ruin the meat for you? Right? What taiva is that? The answer, by the way, but we're talking about for other people. So what taiva does he have to ruin the meat for you? So the answer is what Stewie said. The answer is he's not going to eat the meat himself, but then tell you can't eat it. He's never going to do that. He would eat the meat. Why would he eat the meat? Because he doesn't care. At the end of the day, he has a taiva. So he's going to eat the meat and tell you can't eat it? Exactly. So you can't rely on him. You can't rely on him. Right? Asks Tosfos, which is an unbelievable question. Tosfos says, well, why can't we have a Yotzei B'Nichna situation like we have by a Kusi? Right? You hear the question? By a Kusi, we said, Kusi himself what? They give a similar answer. Kusi knows that the spotlight's on him. He knows he's not really a Jew. The controversy about him, the Jews say, I'm a Jew. I'm a total good Jew. I have a tithe for meat. Oh, nobody knows that. I'm a very good Jew. They're not going to bother me. Okay, fine. Very good. Anyway. Okay. Now, so what's the Mishnah talking about now? The Mishnah's talking about a mumar l'tiyavah. So if Hakol Shokhtan, even a mumar l'tiyavah, that's an unbelievable chiddush. The guy who doesn't eat kosher meat still have a shechita. Trust me. As long as the knife is kosher. Im shachat bodek sakinu achwa, if he shechted to check the knife, im nim sakinu yafa, if the knife was good, motolecho is mishchitasa. Why? Because the presumption is that the mumar l'tiyavah, will not do something wrong if he doesn't have to. Okay? No, there's no mashkiach there. That's what Tosfos was asked. No, there's no mashkiach there. V'im lav, and if the knife turns out to be no good, asa lecha mishchitasa. You can't eat that knife. You can't eat the meat. Right. Chut, except the cherishot of katan. Dafilu b'di'evet nami lo. Even b'di'evet will never allow it. Why not? Shema Yisha, Shema Yidrusu, Shema Yachlidu. Okay? Look at Rashi. Second line. Nimtet, takinu yafa, lo. By a katan, even if the knife is good, it's still no good. Why? There's other problems by a katan. What's the problems? Shihiya, drasa, chalada, delo yadi la'az duhure buhu. They don't know how to shech. They don't know how often. They can't rely on a katan no matter what. Rashi says an earth-shattering line. Ready for this? Fedafka ochol teyavon. Dafka if the guy is a mumar, the teyavon. What does it mean, teyavon? He tries very hard to be a good Jew. But he has a taiva. Abo lahachis. But if he's a mumar lahachis, afilu nimse sakinu yafalo. Even if the knife was found to be good, it's still no good. Why not? Dimuad lenevel bekavana biyadayim. What do those words mean? Dimuad Lenavel. He's making it a nevela bikavana biyadayim. He's lahachis. Okay? Now, what if, the Rashba says, well, what if you have a mumma lahachis, you have a mumma lahachis, and you're on top of him like a hawk, and he does everything kosher? What then? Can you eat that meat? Says the Rashba, yes. You're watching him. Says Rashi, yes. But Rashi seems to say, we can't trust him. And what if you're on top of him? And he does everything kosher, the knife, the shechit, everything's kosher. Hey, the mumalaha, the bad guy. But at the end of the day, he's kosher. So the Rashi says, of course it's good. Others say, no, it's not good. You know why? Because the mumalaha is the din of a goy. The din of a goy. I don't care how good the goy is. He could be the most honest. It's just not a good shechita. That's a huge machloket in terms of bezman hazeh when it's goyim. It's a huge machloket. Well, not goyim. Not for people. Are they lahachet? Are they not? It's a huge issue. It's a machloket for shonim. Rashi seems to imply that if it's good, it's good. Others say, no way. Even if it's good, it's still no good. Why? Because it's a din of a goy. Okay. Yeah. If after the fact you check that knife and it turns out it's good, it's fine. Because you didn't check the knife beforehand. You didn't check it beforehand. So check it afterwards. The chachila is you give him a good knife. And that's fine. You walk out of the room. Why? Because he's only mobile to the other. So if he has a chance, he'll eat kosher meat. So you gave him a good knife with a good animal? What's the problem? And with the evidence you don't check, you didn't check, then check now. What? Yeah. Yeah. So after the fact, you can check the knife. Now, and so the same question. What does it mean all of them check? What does that mean all of them checked in? The second half of the Mishnah. If it means them, I love koi. That's what we're talking about. Im shachdu mi boyale. Should have said, and if they did it. El Yisrael amumar, El Yisrael mumar. We're talking about a mumar. So if the badak sakin benotin lo, if you checked the knife and gave it to him, hamar to shachal lechachila. We said lechachila, that was fine. The ela the lo badak. So what's the kasha? What's the ish? What's the key? He didn't check the knife. So if the ish de lasakin lezrike hashta. If you didn't check the knife, if the knife is here, check it now. Be the lesser lasakin, and if you don't have the knife, not here. Where is it? Somebody ran away with it. So then kiachem rona, so my hava. So if other people are watching, big deal. Maybe the knife was no good. Right? Dilma, sakin fukuma shakin. The knife was no good. And the answer is, there's kasha, you're right. The problem can't be pshat. Can't be pshat. Can't be pshat. Ravina Amar, another answer. Hachi katani. What answer number is this? This is the fifth way to explain the Mishnah. Ravina Amar, Hachi Ketani, Hakol Shochtin. What does it mean, Hakol Shochtin? Hakol Mumchin. Everybody's a Mumcha. Everybody would trust anybody. Shochtin Mumchin. A Shochtin is a Mumchin. Afal Pisha Ein Mukzakin. Even if they're not, they're not Mukzak, you know, everything Allah is Hilchashkita. The Medavam Amurim, when is that? Shiodein Bo, Shiodea Lomer Hilchashkita. That's where they know Hilchashkita. What does it mean to know Hilchashkita? By the way, the Torah Yaakov says, what does it mean, b'med devar mamur? B'med devar mamur always means that we're making a twist. He says, it's b'med devar mamur, it's different than every devar mamur. There's no twist here. Right? We're just explaining ourselves. B'med devar mamur is like, okay, we're taking a little bit of a turn now. I say this halacha. When does it apply? Only in this case. B'med devar mamur, okay, I'm not saying that. What is a mumcha? A mumcha means, b'med devar mamur, what does a mumcha mean? Someone who knows the halacha. The Smog says something unbelievable. He says, you have to know every single halacha? Absolutely not. You don't have to know every single halacha. You're allowed to say, by the way, I have a suffix about that. I don't know the halacha about that. Because even the chacham has sfeikus. What knowing halacha means, you never say anything wrong. You never say the wrong halacha. This is trade. You never say anything wrong. You're allowed to say, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. Rip that up. Right, you don't have to know everything. You have to know where to find it. Right, you don't have to remember everything. That's same thing over here. What does it mean you're a muksak to halacha? You have to know everything halacha? No. You just can't make anything wrong. Every prop, you don't have to know. That's smart. Anyway, avol ein yodin bo shideh lo milcha shechita. If you don't know anything, lo yishchot. You can't check. V'im shachat. And what if you did check? So that both can also. We check him out. We give him a fahar. Im yodeh lo milcha shechita. Kot alecha mishchitas. Okay? That's the lechatila, and that's the b'di'eved. Of course, mikheres shot of a katan, except for them, tafilu b'di'eved, nami lo. No matter what, we're not going to let them check. The kid can be an 11-year-old genius, knows every halacha hilchos shechita, doesn't make a difference. Why? Shem b'yisha, shem b'yidritu, shem b'yachlidu. Again, same question. B'kulun sheshoftan ahaya. What does it mean they all shechtan and say, ilay mikheres shot of a katan, if it's a kheres shot of a alakoy. That's what we're talking about. Bim shachtu mi boil it. Should have said bim shachtu. Ella, asha'ain mumchin. Ella, rather, asha'ain mumchin. The boat can also sagi? What does that mean? Ella, asha'ain mumchin.
The boat can all go soggy if someone else is watching. Is that good enough? Right? The boat can also go soggy. Checking out is good enough? Right? The Gemara answers, well, the less the lekaman limit bekei. There's no one there to check him out. Right? So therefore, how's it going to be good if people watch him? The Ikka de Amri, Ravina Amr Hachi, Ketani. Some say it's a slightly different version. Hakol Shochtin, Hakol Mukzakin. Everyone is Mukzak. Shochtin Mukzakin. Afal Pisha Ein Mumkin. The Bed of Amur, when is that true? Can do the Shechita. Right. The Bed of Amur, when is that true? Shishachat Lefanenu, Beidu Gimel Pa'amim. If you shechted two or three times, below this alley, but you didn't get Kumit. Right? What does it mean, two or three? Is it two or three? Right? Which one is it? Two or three? Which one is it? So the Ritva said, yeah, people talk. You know, I waited in traffic for 2 or 3 hours. Which one is it? I let people talk. So the Gemara said the same thing. It could be two. Others say, no, it's a machloket between Rebbe and Rav Shira ben Gamliel. Well, how many make a chazaka? Two or three? So it's a machloket. So we said both, because we don't know who the pastor is. Okay. Rashi, they point out that Rashi somewhere says three times. I know. Anyway, if we didn't test this guy 2 or 3 times, lo yishchat, you can't trust him. Why? Shemay yitalis, maybe he's kweet. V'im shachat, and if he did shach, v'amr, and he said, bari li shalona talafti. I'm telling you, I guarantee you, nothing happened to me, it was fine. Then shchitasok shera. The shchit is good, but except for a chere shot v'katan, tafilu b'dievet namilo. Even the evidence is no good. Why? Again, same story. Shemay yishchat, shemay yidrus, shemay yachlidu. What does it say for me? If it means a chereshot of a katan, Allah koi. We've been talking about that. V'yem shaktu mi boile. It should have said v'yem shaktu. Ella asha ein mukzakin. We're talking about someone who's not a mukzak. V'amarta b'bari li tzaki. I said I could do it. The answer is delesa let come on delashailine. There's nobody else to ask it. There's no one there to ask it. Someone's watching it, but the person doesn't know anything either. So if he's watching it, he did it correctly, and that's going to be fine. Okay? Now. What? Yes, yeah, so there are certain people in this world that can't be a shofar. Even men, right? They don't have it in them. Right? Right. So maybe we can't. I think the presumption was no woman's going to say that. Right? Now, Rabbeinu Rava Ula, Kabaye Rava Ravashi, Lo Amri, Mishon Dekashi, Lo Vakula. Nobody wanted to hold like a Rava and Abaye and Ravashi. Why? Because there were kashas on them that we didn't answer. We couldn't answer them. Kula Krava Ula, Lo Amri, Lahach, Lishna, Dekamar, Tahach, Iker. Right, according to the first ones yesterday, the Rava Ula said that, well, Hach, Iker, and Hassan was a tuffle. So just the opposite. Adrava, Hassam Iker, the Bekachim Koi. There's the Iker. So that wasn't a good. We don't want to hear the Christian side about Kachim. This Mesekhus called Mesekhus Kula. It's not Mesekhus Kachim. Lach Lishadamar, the Hassam Iker. So you want to tell me that there was the Iker. The Hacha ID, the Tani, Tommy Bekula, Tani Nami, Tommy Mivuk Dashin. Right? That really, the Iker Toma was over there. The Hilchus Kachim. And here we threw it in over here, Derek Adav. Tommy Bekula, Gupi Lurichikale. What? I need to know how Lachas of Toma by Kulin. Chulin shenatzal al tayrus kodesh, lav kodesh dami. Even if you're going to eat chulin as a kodesh person, it's still not kodesh. It's only as if. Why would a mishnah say that? Kula karabina lo amri lahachlish nadar mumchin ein in ein mumchin lo. What about Rabina who said, well, if it's a mumchin yes, it's not mumchin no. You know why? We don't want to say that. Rove mitsuyin eto shkita mumchin ein. Everybody's a mumchin when it comes to el kashkita. What does that mean? That means it means two things. Nobody in a million years is going to go shech the animals. They don't know what they're doing. It's not like wearing tits. You don't have to know anything. It's not like that. Nobody's going to touch shechita. They don't know what they're doing. Right? Nobody's going to do that. Another pshat they say is, if you want to eat an animal without shechita, you don't have to pretend to do hilchas shechita. Just shoot it. But obviously, if you're going through all the rituals of hilchas shechita, you can know what you're doing. Look at him, well, it depends if it's a mumcha. Everybody's a mumcha in Hilchas Shechita. Nobody goes near Shechita. What? Lahach, Lishadar, Mukhzakin, Inche, Mukhzakin, Lo, La Lufe, Lo Chashinan. We're not afraid about people that are queasy. Okay? Rava lo amar kabaya ki kushye. Rava didn't want to hold like Abaya because there was a kash on him. Abaya lo amar karava. Abaya didn't want to hold like Rava. Why? Hasal lo naga, hachan naga. There, you don't touch the animal. Here, you touch the animal. Right? If it's a long knife. Rashi lo amar kavate, kasava kusim geria. Right? You're saying, Rashi didn't want to go near kusim because he said that kusim were not valid gerim at all. Abaya lo amar karavashi, lo svirale ha derava. Right, Rabbi didn't want to tell like Ravashi because he didn't hold like Rava that said that a mumar is okay if you check out the knife. El Rava, my time, Alomar Kishmai say, why didn't Rava hold like Ravashi? They were talking about a mumar. Udvar of the Abaya come arvelay lo svirulay. He was said in the sheet of Abaya. He was asked right. According to, Rava was Rava could say his mission is by a mumar, but he was telling Ravashi that, according to Abaya, that doesn't hold from a mumar, what would Abaya say? Right? I know, we have sometimes. When do you ever have 8 explanations for a Mishnah? It's very rare. Right. Only 6? Alright, hey, it's a good question. So, by the way, tomorrow, we're going to get into the topic of Mumar and Kusi. That's going to last the next few days. All that Mumar and Kusi, very interesting, very fascinating. Gemara is coming up. All right, everyone have a good day. We'll resume tomorrow.